This is Ozarks at Large. Every musician has to get their start somewhere. For Priscilla Dawn White, a junior and theater major at the University of Arkansas, her first official show is scheduled for tomorrow at the Springtown Barn, which is located near Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. Earlier this week, Priscilla stopped by Studio 123. During her visit, she explained she's been trying to focus more on her music this year. And in addition to her theater knowledge, she also has a background in music.
I started out in back in high school, and before that I used to play trumpet and French horn, and so I was like very much into band. And I quit that just to have more time for theater. But I kept up with music by playing guitar and singing. I was in choir for a long time. So it just slowly transitioned into writing my own music and that kind of thing. And I've been writing music for a while, but it's only been more recently that I've been actually playing it for people and trying to get it out there. So,
do you remember your first show?
This coming show is actually my first like official gig.
Okay.
But I did play at the last Saturday event in this, on the square here in Fayetteville, in the Fayetteville Underground, the art gallery over there. So that was fun. I played for about 10 minutes over there. This time I'm going to be playing closer to an hour and a half. So,
oh, an hour and a half by yourself?
Yeah.
Is that a little daunting?
It is. I've been very, very careful, like rehearsing and everything, going over my set list, making sure I have enough, and kind of trying to think of what I'm going to say in between songs, you know, some banter in there. So that's been kind of interesting because I've never had to play for that much time. I've gone and I've done some busking out on the Bentonville Square this past summer, and that was pretty fun. And I would play for about an hour, but in that kind of setting, you can kind of get away with repeating a song or two. So, so this is, it's about 20 songs, so it should be pretty fun.
I know you're familiar with the written word because you were involved or are still involved with poetry slams and things like that. Is that helpful to you, you know, your grasp of the written word when writing songs?
Yeah, I would think so. Because I think some people, when they're writing songs, don't often take into account making sure that they make sense grammatically even. I know I actually almost got a internship at a sound studio in Eureka Springs at Winterwood, I believe is what it's called. I had written all these essays and everything, and I know one of his things that he talked about on his service that he provides to, you know, listen to songs and tell you how to improve and all that, was making sure that the actual words make sense grammatically and all this stuff. Like, you don't want pronoun confusion, things like that. So understanding just, like, I guess English helps. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of a grammar nerd and things like that, you know, just tend to help. So,
so do you start with lyrics first or music?
Actually, often it's simultaneous.
Mm-hmm.
I know most of the songs I write that I actually like the most have been songs that I just started strumming something and I'd start humming something and then a lyric would kind of pop into my head and I'd kind of build on that and work on it. And a lot of times the finished song is basically what came out the first time I played it. So that's always pretty fun when that happens. Doesn't happen enough, but when it does, it's really nice.
Where does your inspiration for your songs come from? Because you seem like a very creative person, because I know you helped paint some of the Pigsivision Pigs.
Yes.
And, or at least one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're involved with the Poetry Slam, and you're in theater, and you also are a musician, so you're a very creative person.
Yeah.
Where does your inspiration for your songs come from?
It depends on the song. Sometimes, you know, it'll just be like, I'll have a great day or, you know, a great experience or something, and I just want to sit and play music, and I'll just start playing something, and, you know, I'll hear something I really like, and it all comes from kind of like what I'm feeling at the moment. So a lot of my songs are actually kind of melancholy, which is funny because I'm not too often a melancholy person.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very, like, I love, you know, rainy weather and stuff like that, you know, and fall and winter is my favorite, so maybe that's where that kind of comes from. I just I also really love kind of the chord structures of more like melancholy songs. I feel like they're kind of interesting, like they have a little bit of a twist to them. So,
well, you've brought your instruments with you. You mind playing us a song?
Sure. I'm going to get my guitar out.
Okay.
So, this song, it's actually the first full song I ever wrote. And it was one of those songs that I just sat down and it just kind of came out. So it hasn't really changed since then. I wrote it the summer before I came to college. So it's an older song, but I still really enjoy playing it. It's called, tentatively, Shelter. So, yeah.
So you wrote that song before coming to college. Is it different coming back to that song now, having been in college for a couple of years?
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because I'm wondering, like, where did that even come from? Like, in high school, like, I don't know. Most of the stuff I'd written before that was just awful stuff that is on a long forgotten, never to be found again MySpace page. So it was just kind of interesting how this song just kind of came together. And I think it was kind of, you know, I was pulling on this imagery that I didn't really quite understand at the time. And so I'm glad I wrote it down, and I'm glad I recorded it and remember it. Because I think back then I might have thought it was, you know, too weird or whatever. So now that's still one of my favorite songs to play, so.
Well, you're going to be playing a bunch of your own songs yes. at this show on Saturday. Let's mm-hmm. talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I about a month ago was contacted by Eddie Balick, who is the one who he owns the barn that this event is going to take place in, and he throws this event basically on a yearly basis, is what I understand. And he left me a voicemail, and he was like, hey, you don't know me, but one of my staff showed me your music on SoundCloud, and I was charmed. So he invited me to play, and I've been super excited since then, so I'm really excited for the show.
All right, so it's going to be you and Heirloom, who we've had mm-hmm. on the show before,
yes.
and another musician?
Mm-hmm. It should be really awesome. She is actually playing a traditional Chinese instrument. Her name is Zixuan Zhou, and I guess she also goes by Lola. So, but it should be really cool. I've never heard her play, but Eddie seems really excited for everyone that's going to be performing.
Awesome. And it's at the Springtown Barn, and mm-hmm. it's actually on his property, or he owns the barn. Is that correct?
Yes. He said that he's owned the barn, and he's been there for about 20 years.
Okay.
And the barn is actually located towards XNA. I believe he said that it's 9 miles west of the south entrance. To XNA, mm-hmm. or 3 miles east of the junction on Highway 59 and 12 in Gentry. But yeah, he's owned the barn for 20 years. He says it was built in 1924, and it was kind of an ongoing restoration project. Oh. So he's been doing shows in there since 2009 when he finished the loft where, you know, everyone sits and we perform. And at the first concert, they had Shannon Wurst and Threepenny Acre. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And the physical address, if somebody wants to, I guess, plug it into their GPS, is 1258 Clyde Edwards Road in Springtown, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So people can find it that way. And then let's see, there's a $12 cover, a potluck at 6, and the show starts at 7. And you can wear a costume and maybe win a prize.
Yeah, it should be fun. So far, everyone that I know that's going is wearing a costume, so.
Excellent. It's kind of one of those weird Halloweens where it's on a Thursday, so you're not
yeah.
sure what weekend to celebrate. So if you
exactly.
celebrated last weekend, want to celebrate again, here's another way to do
yeah.
it.
And it's actually taking place on one of the Days of the Dead, too. So
there you
it's
go.
Kind of just going to be an overall kind of spooky event, so should be really fun.
What are you most looking forward to about your first official show?
Just kind of getting there and doing it, because I've been wanting for a while to kind of figure out how to get a gig, or, you know, mm-hmm. how to get out and play, other than, you know, just doing open mics and stuff, which are still great. And I guess this will just kind of push me to keep looking for more and more ways to get out and perform.
Well, you also have a ukulele here.
I do.
Would you like to play us a song on that?
Sure. All right, so this song that I wrote on the ukulele is actually the first song I wrote on the ukulele, because I've only had this thing for about a month. And it was just one of those songs that I just kind of wrote immediately. It just kind of came out. It's a much happier song. I think it's pretty cute. It's really hard to write a sad song on the ukulele, I found so far. So this song, I call it Validation. And it's really fun and light, so here.
Little
Little bird, little bird, little bird. We all need some validation. Have no fear or hesitation. We love who you are inside.
That was Priscilla Dawn White inside Studio 123 earlier this week. She will perform tomorrow night along with Heirloom and Zixuan Zhou at the Springtown Barn, which is located at 1258 Clyde Edwards Road in Springtown, Arkansas. A potluck is scheduled for 6 o'clock and the show starts at 7. There is a $12 cover charge. More information is available by calling 479-769-2067 or by emailing Eddie Ballack, that's E-D-D-Y-B-A-L-L-U-C-K, at hotmail.com. For more information about Priscilla, you can visit soundcloud.com/Priscilla-at-dawn.